It's 4 p.m., so welcome to the start of Office Hours. We're going to ignore the tangent that we've just been on. Now I'm going to scroll up and actually go on to Neo's questions and not whatever the hell we were talking about before. If you wonder what we're talking about before, it's 5 minutes before I open up the Office Hours chat. It doesn't make part of the recording because it's usually quite disturbing and crazy. So there we go. So we have one question so far. Let's get back to Neo's questions and not strange animals and stuff like that. So Alexia asks a question, which unfortunately I don't know the answer to, but I'll read it out just so it's on record. What are some good ways of preventing UIX Z-fighting when the position of UIX is a decent away decent distance away from 000? I see inspectors, component attacher panels have the same Z-fighting issue too. So I unfortunately don't know about that one. I've noticed that in some new places recently. I've got a lot of like UX panels that I moved further away from a world route for a particular reason, and I've noticed that in there as well. For the inspector panels and anything like that that uses the sort of, what do you call that yellow color that the inspector usually is? I don't know. Anyway, it reminds me of like an old chocolate bar. Anyway, like the foil that goes around a chocolate bar. It's not yellow. It's like off yellow. It's, you know, straw? I don't know. Anyway, those have a blur material on the back, and I've seen sometimes that affect the front of the inspector on and off a few times. So I'm sort of wondering about that maybe contributing to the problem with those particular UIs. Here we actually have another question here, which is a great one. It's going to lead to a great deal of tangents. Beagle asks, what strange animals have you created inside Neo's Prime? For anyone who doesn't know me that well, you'll know that sometimes I bring out a cat and various things happen to said cat, and I have quite a collection of things that have happened to the cat. I don't particularly know why. It's sort of like a MacGuffin, or what's that thing in Rick and Morty? Plumbob or that? You know, it's sort of, you know, it's a MacGuffin. You can look up that term. It's, you know, part of the tropes of movies, etc. I often look at like military movies that way. You know, some like, you know, scientist is like, we need the thing to make the bomb not go off, and all the military person hears is infiltrate building X, retrieve object Y, done. Right, that's all they need. They don't care what it is. So MacGuffin, anyway. The cat is a MacGuffin. So there's a cat with lightsaber blade coming out its butt, bubbles coming out of its butt. I made the cat into an AK-47 at one point. There's a few sculptures where the cat is involved. There's the building, which I accidentally painted with the cat material, and then I made it breathe. I don't remember why. The cat is turned into bread. It's inside memes to illustrate convex hull decomposition. It just, you know, keeps getting created like that. Yeah, cat with a lightsaber blade coming at its ass. Oh, seeing as that has successfully created a response in Beagle's brain, I'll move on to the next question. Seeing as that's, you know, the essence of that question was, what scary stuff have you made? I'm like, okay, cool, done. So Player Cody asks, does Neo's have any guidelines in regards to when an individual wants to make a group for world building or other projects? Neo's doesn't specifically have guidelines there. Of course, if you want to make a group, as in like a group within Neo's infrastructure, then you'll have to take a look at the wiki for the way to do that. As it comes with like things like building groups, I see Rusi asking a question. I'll get there, I promise. You know, Rusi is part of Creator Jam, as am I. That's one of the major original building groups, and maybe they'll have some ideas that you can sort of bounce off them if you ask. I'm sure they'll be happy to help. But beyond that, I want to encourage you to think like the Japanese do. I'm going to have to find this website. It's a little bit difficult for me because I haven't bookmarked it for some reason. Oh, I did bookmark it. Oh, apparently they changed the website. I don't blame them based on et cetera, et cetera. But they had sort of like principles, and I spoke to them about Medra. Maybe I've got screenshots in Medra's DMs. No, I won't be able to find those. Anyway, I'll try and remember them off the top of my head. So yeah, the Japanese community had a website where they talked about some sort of cultural things in a way that I hadn't seen before. And they had some great diagrams about the best way to do that. What I often see with groups is I see them be created and then ostracize themselves. I'm not going to name any names, but you're like, great, I'm in a building group. I'm going to now hide in a private world forever, and Prime will never see you again, and it'll make Prime quite sad. But there we go. So the JP community's advice in that matter was, don't create a group for the sake of making a group. Create a project and then create a group around that project. And eventually you'll have sort of, you know, people that you can pull from there, and you'll be like, I'm going to make this. Does anyone want to help me? I'm going to make this. Does anyone want to help me? And it makes it just for like a better sort of communal community there, because you aren't saying, oh, but you're not in secret builder group that is never in a public world three, so you can't help me build anything. They also talk about the principle of trying to make everyone included, and that the icon for that one was quite like moving in terms of, so I was like, that's a great way of, you know, representing it. So they had sort of two pictures. I'm probably remembering these wrong, but like, first picture was like a group of, you know, stick figures all crowded around in a circle talking to each other. And it was like, this isn't inclusive. Like, if someone new comes in the world, what's going to happen here? And then the second picture was them with their hands up and all the faces turned towards the new user, welcoming them and beckoning them into participating. And that was another one of the principles there. So just keep that in mind. Again, those aren't NEOS guidelines. Those are just my own personal guidelines. But, you know, you don't need to be secretive about your group creating, etc. You don't even need to do that in MMC. I know some people do because of focus issues. That's perfectly fine. But your MMC entry can be as public as you want it to be. I know a few people practiced that this year, and it was good to see. Scrolling forward to additional questions, Sarisi asks, any solutions being looked at to the amount of Era49's users are experiencing, leading to numerous syncs, logins, messaging, and world joining issues? Last weekend was another rough one. I'm aware of those issues, and I am speaking to the people that have the ability to change that issue and make it better as much as I can, and pleading them for a solution. I have no further information to provide at this time. I understand that that's a stupid answer, and I understand that it's a stupid situation, but I'm sure you can imagine we are there because we are there. There's only so much cheese I have to squeeze out of my face. That sounds horrible. You know what I mean? There's only so much voice I can squeeze out of me to try and fix it. Let's not quote me squeezing cheese out of my face. That sounds disgusting. You know what I mean? Like, there's only so much oomph I can give in certain issues. Moving forwards, unfortunately, Luzenth says, are there any ways to change sessions? Session. Sorry, let me put my teeth back in. Session settings, who can join, without being focused in the session. I frequently am having to double back into my home world when grabbing the session orb to open it. There are not currently. The ways around that I would consider, which may be too complicated for yourself or unsuitable, are if you have a headless, because if you have a headless, then you can sort of manage it via like various means. I think, I'm not entirely sure, because again, I only have the memory. I think someone hooked up their headless sessions to Google Home or something similar. I won't say the magical phrase, which makes all the voice assistants go wild. So we'll just be like, Quentin, please set my world to anyone. And then home assistant number three was like, well, set to anyone. And I'm like, cool. That's like cool. That's completely over the top, but cool. So that might be an option if you're running a headless. Beagle says, has Hamish seen your world you're working on and has asked for any changes? No. So for those unaware, I'm working on a scientific research world that's hopefully going to be part of a paper. Long story, I won't go into it too much, but the person who has asked us to create it always has additional ideas on how to improve it. So there's a couple more things I need to go in and do there. I also need to prepare a talk for the 22nd, where I have another 5-minute talk on virtual surgical planning. Lucky it's 5 minutes, so I basically just need to find 2 minutes of content that goes on top of my existing 3 minutes, and I'll be fine. Yeah, Beagle, I know. I was mentioning both. So I think that's Beagle's question. Moving forwards to Lakeside Miners. I always get confused by you, Lakeside Miners. So a question for you. What's the story behind your username? Because, like, it either sounds like some sort of, like, I don't know, like, lumber company or some sort of crypto thing. And I know it's, like, not either of those because, like, you know, you've hung out in here, etc. And I'm just, like, confused. I just imagine a lot of, like, flannel shirts, axes. Like, we do lumber and lumber supplies. Hopefully that's not, like, problematic. It's just the things my brain does when I always get to, like, remember stuff. How do you recommend the... Anyway, they have a question. How do you recommend the use of API keys for like open weather, etc. inside of Logix? I could make it done via a web server on my own making, just to access the API for me and return the values, but I'd rather not have to learn how to make a server-side request to hide the key. A lot of people come across this, and the problem behind that is like Logix isn't secure. Like if you wanted to do any sort of secure... processing or anything with Logix, you're picking the wrong language right now, at least. We do have items on our feature list, which may make that a possibility later, but until then, if you put an API key inside Logix or inside the world at all, consider it public knowledge, right? Someone will just find it somehow. There's an experiment going on, has been for many years, in a world of mine called Purgatory, where I remove all permissions that exist from the permission system, and there's a ball in that world which has a tag on it, and your job is to just sort of get the ball and tell me the tag. People have been breaking the permission system for years doing that and sending me the tag, and then I update the tag, etc. But this time, someone DM'd me and said, I did it. And I'm like, well, how did you do it? And they're like, I wrote a mod which bypasses the permissions. And I'm like, okay, fine. Like, there's nothing more I can do. Like, there's not, like, I can't fix that. Anyway, so for API keys, I do unfortunately recommend a server for proxying those requests. You can write very small servers to proxy requests. You can also do things entirely in the like server configuration. So for example, an Nginx server can have a really complicated configuration file that will literally just proxy them through. It's not even really code. It's just like configuration style stuff. That's really cool. I remember the days where I used like Fastly at a job. Fastly was awesome. We could be like, yo, it's 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. This request, instead of going here, should go over here. And it was all like, sort of like scripting language. It was great. We had lots of complicated stuff. If you're interested in taking a look at some stuff that sort of does that, remember that the MMC voting system is entirely open source. And I know there's other examples around, like heart rate and stuff like that, which allows you to sort of take a look. Lakeside Miners has updated their provided how they got their username, and it's a nice story. I have, you know, similar ones with my username. Lakeside Miners wanted a Minecraft account, and his sister also wanted one. Sorry, I just assumed your gender, I apologize. So parents said we had to share an account, so we had to pick a name. We both liked this one vacation space called Lakeside, and then Miners because of Minecraft, and you inherited it. Yeah, and then at a certain point, you're like, yeah, everyone knows me by this name, so I kind of get stuck by it. I have a friend on VRChat who, for a joke, they renamed their VRChat account to something very similar to someone else. It was like a, you know, sort of play fun at them. And so like three or four people had like very similar usernames, so like a joke. But they didn't realize they could only change their VRChat username like once every 3 months. So once 3 months were up, they changed it back to their old name, but then no one knew who they were. So they waited another 3 months, and their username on VRChat is now the old username, and then in brackets, the fake username that they did for a bit, because people just couldn't get around the fact that they had another name. I'm just like, great. That joke backfired very badly. So we have another question here from Stifle, who says, in response to the... what's the answer to this question? As something that's out of your power, what do you recommend to those that are facing stuck sync due to 429s? These are not conflicts, just the cloud having a temper tantrum with requests due to the situation. I would recommend trying to sync at times that aren't the weekend. And I know that's incredibly silly advice, but that's all I have for you right now. Additionally, you can break up your stuff so it's easier to sync. For example, if you're in a bar world, you might want to sync just the bar countertop or, you know, the bar area separately from the entire bar world. You can do that by saving parts of it to your inventory, and then the asset deduplication system should have some effect. I'm not sure like if I could measure it or give you a number on that, but it should be like, yo, I already have this bar area from this bar map. I don't need to sync it again. I'll just sync the table and chairs that you didn't sync the previous time you tried to do that. There is then, of course, the mod from Stifle, which tries to fix sync issues. If Neo's had stink issues, would be somewhere else right now. And with that, I don't see any more questions, so I'm going to just sit here and sip this lovely what is this? It's a cold can of Dr. Pepper. Beagle asks, why Dr. Pepper over other drinks? I have this really bad problem when it comes to like any sort of grocery shopping. I went into Walgreens, which is a drugstore, yeah, but they've got, but basically if it's American, as in pumped full of sugar or lots of it, so like candy, chips, etc., Walgreens round the corner from me has it. And I went in there and I'm like, I need some soda. And I don't really know why, I just had a craving for soda. And I went down the soda aisle and I did mathematics on the cheapest available soda, and it turned out to be Dr. Pepper in cans. It was like 3 12 packs for $16. It's the same with toilet paper. Toilet paper is just insane. Hang on a minute, let me get you a video here about toilet paper. You need like a calculator to buy toilet paper these days, because like all the toilet paper manufacturers are like 9 rolls, but they're mega rolls, so 9 rolls equals 48 rolls, and then the package next to it is like 10 mega rolls, but 10 mega rolls equals 9,001 regular rolls. And I'm just like, what the stop. Let's go through additional questions rather than talking about toilet paper. Lakeside Miner says, fave species of avatar? I don't really know. Unfortunately, I do not like Avali. It's nothing against them personally. I just don't like them. If anything, I wish I saw more variety. Like, a good example is, like, Ryuvi. They've got, like, the, like, Avali-style getup going, but they've customized a lot for themselves, you know. And they've also thought about other things, right? You know, they've got, like, an entire biological, like, biochemistry backstory to, like, how that creature works. And they've thought about different feet, right? They've got different... I'm talking about feet again. They've got like they've thought about that, right? And they've made every single part customized to them. Moving forward to player Cody's question, who says, somehow mentioning a bar may remember another question. Is it better to limit the amount of logics of in a world with using components, or since logics may be inactive, not visible, it would not matter? Logics and components are identical in most cases. They are about as performant as each other. When it comes to world logics, does the world need that? Does the world need that? It's a good question. As an example here, and I'm not going to say which side of the you know argument or discussion I am on, in VR chat, a bar world or a hangout world or a comfy world, etc., needs a video player, because in VR chat you can't spawn in a video player. But in Neos, you can spawn in a video player. So do you need to put a default video player in your world? That's something you can think about, because removing that video player might have a performance benefit. And then just think through all of those, you know. A common one, which I'm seeing a lot of these days, is does my Neos world need a mirror? Because there are so many mirror alternatives that exist. I'm even seeing that in VR chat, to be fair, because they've got the personal mirror and the face mirror stuff. Like, I'm seeing a lot more stuff that happens outside of mirrors in VR chat these days. Various people are asking me about the Burger King real cheeseburger, which is just a burger full of cheese. I do want to try it, but the problem is I know exactly what it's going to taste like. So I would be going and eating it and paying for it just for the meme, which I don't feel like comfortable about. Additionally, I don't drive, right? So every single journey is like fraught with chaos. So let me see where the nearest Burger King is. Before, like, yeah, I could get it delivered. I just moved here and I have no idea how to let a delivery person into my building, let alone get them to my front door. I've got no idea. The closest Burger King is like miles away. It's in the town center of the town I apparently live in, even though it takes me 20 minutes to get to said town sometimes. Rusi says, I think you need to go to Thailand to get it. You see, what I could just do is like get a large packet of cheese slices and some burger buns from a local grocery store, just make it myself. I could then film that, you know, and it would be funny. But like, I know, you know exactly what it's going to taste like. You've all eaten something similar. Oh, and I did have someone in VR chat a few weeks ago who called my avatar old and out of fashion because I wasn't using one of the like newer bases, or I wasn't using like full PBR materials, and like, you know, just like, go away. Leave me alone. There are some worlds where I go in VR chat and I do feel like this gif here, which is, I don't know the name of the actor. I know what, like, internally my brain remembers the actor as, but, like, that's rude. It's the how do you do, fellow kids gif. I sometimes do feel like that. Particularly when I go into a world and there are four or five people all playing music through their microphone, like, inches away from each other. Like, I don't know what's going on, but that's, like, what? I've started sort of thinking about, if you know David Attenborough, I started thinking about, like, as a joke video at some point, doing a sort of David Attenborough documentary about, like, the people you find in VR chat, because I can start classifying them. One of the ones I first classified was the aggressive desktop pen user. You'll know the aggressive desktop pen user when you see it. They're in desktop, they're muted 24/7, and they hold a pen in desktop mode, which means their arm is straightened out because it's desktop mode, and the pen is on the end of their desktop arm, and they just sort of thrust it around and draw random scribbles, and sometimes they'll angrily wave the pen at you as if to try and communicate, which they're not doing because they're muted. Let me know if you've seen an aggressive desktop pen user, because I know you have. Beagle says they haven't yet. You should go in some publics. There's always an aggressive desktop pen user. Then there's the, I actually found it, like, strange. I remember, like, reading about, like, why people do it. But you'll notice in some public world, someone just falls asleep in the corner. And I assume it's, like, you know, because they've had too much to drink and they've fallen asleep. But no, I heard from a few people that some users, it's the only way that they can go to sleep. They go into a public world and they go to sleep in VR because it makes them feel less alone. Even though they have no idea what's going on around them because they're asleep, they feel less alone because they're in a public world and they're just sleeping there. Yeah, social sleeper, says Plague. And I'm like, that's kind of sweet. Those are always anime people. So there's, like, an anime user, like, asleep in the corner, and an aggressive pen user just of thrusting their pen into my face and drawing something unintelligible. As we're out of questions, I will do last call on questions before we go ahead and leave off here. I'm just, like, you know, rambling at this point. Beagle says, what's the cheese of the week? I don't answer cheese questions. If you want a dose of cheese, though, you can go to a website I own. There you go. It's a website I own. Have fun. Lakeside Miners asks, where did the Fruxius screensaver come from, out of curiosity? I don't really know what you're referring to. You mean, like, in Neos? Outsider, they made the DVD screensaver, and I think someone just swapped the texture out for Fruxius. Oh, that, yeah, similar origin for that. Lex has a non-Neos question. Do you still enjoy Trackmania? I installed the latest incarnation of it, which is the free one, but it's got, like, a battle pass or something, or you need to pay money each, like, season to gain access to more tracks. And I don't like that one. I like the one where, like, it was just sort of 100% free and mostly powered by community-made tracks. You know, you could, like, push a button and you'd just, like, start racing on random tracks. That was good because I didn't have to think. Whereas this has got, like, you know, career mode, where it's like, oh, I gotta get a gold medal in all the tracks leading from 1 to, like, 12. I'm just like, you're trying to put story mode into a racing game? Strange. Some games just don't need stories. What's next? Like Tetris, where it's like, oh, yes, you're level 1 in Tetris. You've unlocked the line piece. Although the original Tetris did have some sort of lore, like when you completed a rocket launched or something. I don't really know what the logic behind making lines was. Fuel? I don't know. Whatever. Sorry, you've used up all of your Tetris blocks today. You can use a crystal to refill your Tetris blocks. Crystals are made from 4 gemstones, and you can buy a pack of 3 gemstones for $5 or 2,100 gemstones for $10. Yeah, Candy Crush, like, bothered me. I don't remember, like, what the top level was, like 300 or something. There's some person who's all the Candy Crush levels needs to wait for them to play, like, to release new levels before they can play. I remember reading about that. Anyway, we are at the end and I see no additional questions. I'm going to go ahead and leave off here. If you have an additional that wasn't English. If you have any additional questions, drop them in questions and help, or DM me. I'll get back to you as soon as I can, and I'll speak to you next week, where hopefully I'll have more English powers. Yeah, English is difficult. Anyway, goodbye.